Welcome back to Project Independence and You here at Senior Talk Radio, WCWP.org, 88.1 FM. We were speaking with Barbara Melman, who is a Project Independence member and a Project Independence volunteer, and she was giving us some helpful tips on traveling internationally. So if you miss the show or if you want to hear some parts of it, you can always call 311. And we have all of our shows archived. And Christina Liu, who is our radio show producer, she is not just a radio show producer. She is the Senior Citizen Program Development Specialist for the Town of North Hempstead, Department of Services for the Aging Project Independence, the longest title of anyone we have met so far. I'm not done, but Christina
just begins to establish her work role here at Project Independence.
It doesn't, it's just scratching the surface because what happens on this radio show every week is, you can't see, but we get this one page in this lovely grid with all this information. Every single week, we have two guests. We have a guest co-host. We do Talk of the Town. We have a segment for old-time radio. And Christina coordinates it every week. And this is just a small part of her job. So her coordinating the radio show is one of the things that she does. And she does it, and she's extraordinary. And this program is a success because of Christina. So I just want to give a shout-out to her. And her birthday's in April, so we're starting to
accumulate gifts.
We're getting the POs ready. We had a huge birthday party for her in April. I think Justin Timberlake came, and the Prince and the Queen, and that was really fun. So I always just like to, you know, talk about Christina a little bit whenever I get to guest host the show, because she is so fabulous and works so hard, and this program's 6 years old because of her. That's it. Okay, I'm done. And that'll be $50 for this one. Last week, $25. And that's why I'm her favorite guest host. Sorry, John, but that's how it is. So our guest today in our second segment is Mark Krieger. And I hope I pronounced this right. So, Mark, you are the founder of Beautiful Memories Gamash.
Gamash.
Okay.
Gamash, yeah.
And I should know that. So, let's talk about, this is a clothing pantry. I mean, we're all familiar with food pantries. You know, we know that we have them throughout the island, and it's there for when people need it. And it's a wonderful option and access to food if you do need it. So tell me a little bit about your clothing pantry and how it came about.
It's a long story. We'll try to keep it very short.
30 seconds. Yeah.
Okay. Right. It actually started out of the Rotary Club in Great Neck. A woman came from the Inn, the Interfaith Nutrition Network in Hempstead, held up a little cloth and said, this is washcloth. This is what we give our members to bathe and shower and dry. Of course, we were very impressed. We brought lots and lots of towels, but we realized that wasn't enough. So we decided as a club to write a check and be able to serve food at their facility in Hempstead, a very huge cafeteria. It probably holds 300-400, maybe 500 people.
About when was this? Like, what was the time frame for that?
About 5 or 6 years ago.
Okay.
And what happened was, so I go there, and God bless them, they have a lot of help. I was stirred online to hand out apples and bananas. And I liked it, but it wasn't that exciting. So I see a room adjacent that's partitioned off. I said, what's over there? They said, a clothing pantry. Well, I got invited to work in the clothing pantry. I can do that. And it led to me getting involved and seeing how to do things. And then I took two women, or I became friendly with two women, lovely women, Barbara and Carla. And I said, I want to open a clothing pantry out of my synagogue, and we will supply everybody with clothes. That's how it came about.
So where does it come from? Where does all the clothing come from? Is it from your wife's closet? Because I know I've...
I like that. That's very funny.
Is it all new clothes?
Or? Well, let me finish. Okay.
Sure, of course.
Over 5 or 6 years now, we've become the biggest, largest, one-of-a-kind clothing gamach. Mm. But let me explain what gamach means. I thought gamach is Yiddish. It's actually Hebrew. It means acts of kindness. That's all it means, acts of kindness. Mm-hmm. So we start out with everyday clothes, a little bit dress clothes. What we has culminated into, I said, is the largest one-of-a-kind gamach clothing pantry that I'm aware of in the tri-state area, Most of the clothes are new from all the wealthy neighborhoods on Long Island and Manhattan. And what we have today is over 800 gowns. We have bat mitzvah confirmation gowns, little dresses for girls. We have a whole room dedicated just for dress for success, you know, clothes women wear to work. We have winter coats and raincoats and leather jackets for women. We have the same for men, but not dresses.
This is all non-sectarian, though. You don't have to be Jewish.
Absolutely, as I said, yes. No, not at all. Yeah. We service so many organizations. We'll maybe talk later about it. This is very high-end clothing. That's what it comes down to. Special occasions and work. Shoes, pocketbooks, coats, sweaters, scarves. We dress you from head to toe, and we love doing it.
So how would somebody find out about it? Someone who's in need.
Okay. Well, after 5 or 6 years, the word has spread. I've spent considerable money out of my own pocket. We are not a nonprofit, so I don't make one penny. It's just pure pleasure to see people's faces. And I had a lovely mom. May she rest in peace. So basically, I'm sorry, what's the question again?
What's that?
I forgot your question. I'm sorry.
So how would somebody be able to hear about it who maybe, you know, is in need?
Well, this is one way. We come on the radio. You allow me. I want to thank you guys for allowing this.
It's a pleasure.
It's all word of mouth. The clothes, it just never stops. It just comes in.
Sometimes it's very important for someone looking for a job to dress as if they're businesslike and don't have the money to outfit themselves.
So we have to be
a great answer.
Yeah, we have to be very careful. It's located in my synagogue, the Young Israel New Hyde Park, which is right by Long Island Jewish Hospital. And we just can't have anybody come because you have to worry about people's safety. I'm there alone a lot of times with women in the evening, what have you. Everybody comes by referral. So I make it my business wherever I go to talk about my clothing pantry. And I really self-promote. That's how I've gotten to where I am today. John, I think, is he's a Rotarian, and he saw me at a big network meeting, and he saw my car, and he said, "You really got to a high level." I said, "Yes." He says, "You need to come to our show." So that's why I'm here today.
Right.
Well, we're happy that you're here today. So on a given day, when you're there, who's walking in the door? Is it, it's lovely that you have these gowns for, younger people in need of something special for their bat mitzvah, or
confirmations,
which is really nice. So what kind of closets do you have there? I mean, how much given clothing? How do people get to donate their clothes?
Okay, well, everything is done by appointment. My life would be easy if I could have store hours. I have flexibility. I have a couple of businesses, and I can do what I need to do. So I can be there eight times in one day or twice in one day. We have appointments Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday only by appointment from morning, afternoon, or evening, and 8 p.m. is our last appointment.
So how does someone go about doing that? You talked about certain referral sources. Could you give us example of
absolutely
groups, and how does someone who needs something get into the
wonderful
system, so to speak?
Okay, first of all, let me start off. I supply a school district of Great Neck with clothes. There are people who are hurting everywhere. They have a fairly large, I guess I would call it a fairly large immigrant population. Two successful successes, I should say. Prior to Thanksgiving, they were having families come from South America. They had no overcoats, no raincoats. They literally didn't have clothes for the winter. So we don't just take care of the kids. We take care of everybody.
Right.
In addition, we have special group homes, autistic organizations, like CUSAC comes to me. Kulano from the Five Towns, another autistic organization that deals with kids. They work in Gamak for free. We don't pay them because we don't have any money to do that, and we don't do that.
Right.
Easter Seals, Catholic Charities sends me people, veterans groups. I deal with some organizations called Mercy First, over 100-year-old charity. They come, and they tell other ones. So it's basically, at this point, it's all basically word of mouth.
Right.
And I don't have enough. I need so many more charities to help. But they come to us, and we make them feel good. I've named our volunteers Gamacheteers, as if musketeers, and they love it. And they get to help these people, and they feel wonderful. We have outpatients come from local psychiatric hospitals, which support, and they just love it.
So how we like to hear, like real people stories, are there success stories that you hear of, because of this suit that you
absolutely
provided, I was able to go on an interview, and
that happens all the time. But I'll tell you, I think even a little more uplifting.
Sure.
So there's this local psychiatric center near us, and they come with support. two stories. So this lovely girl comes, and at the end, she's got some nice clothes, and she says, do you know why we come here, Mr. Krieger? I said, yes, you get nice clothes. She says, absolutely not. That's part of it. No. You're one of the few organizations, when we walk in, you and your volunteers treat us with such love and respect. We were all crying, obviously. From the same facility the week after, some of them live on the grounds. Mm-hmm. They don't look like there's anything wrong. If there is, it's not my place. But he worked there, this young gentleman, and he would walk with his head down through the campus and whatever, because he knew his clothes were very ratty and old. And he got beautiful clothes, and now he walks with his head high. I never knew this till they told me. Hmm. Yeah, I had a guy come from a group home. I can't remember the organization's name, but he needed a tuxedo. So people tell you what they need. I go over to the assistant. Does he need a tuxedo? Absolutely. He found one. We couldn't believe. We have 70 tuxedos. That doesn't mean you're going to find what you need. Fit him perfectly. The shirt, the bow tie, even patent leather shoes. We had his size. I could not believe it.
Oh my gosh.
Say he literally floated out the door.
That's very nice.
Yeah, I could be here all day with a story.
Right,
so.
I'm sure you could be.
So good for someone's self-esteem to be able to feel that really... Part you know what, of everything else.
You know what amazing, absolutely amazing, people said to me, no, Mark, you're doing our community a big service by taking these beautiful clothes. And I said, you're giving me your beautiful clothes. I get to feel good. How am I helping you? They just can't put it in those metal bins. Unfortunately, a lot of them are, for lack of better words, not kosher. And if they are, they look like rags. Trucks come up, well-meaning charities, they put them in the back. They're not hanging on racks. So they've been waiting, fortunately for me, for a long time. Right.
It's like consignment for love. Yeah. It really is.
I like that. Could I use that?
Sure. Sure. You talk to my lawyers and we'll see. We'll work that out.
Right. I guess that ends.
I think we heard it on the radio first. So.
If someone wants to volunteer, work with you, how they go about doing it?
You know, Jerry, that's a great question. And I want to kind of address that a little bit more and get all that information. We have about 40 seconds left. So maybe when we come back, we can talk. And I won't tell anybody what you brought us today that's on a dish right in front of us and smells so good. I think I've gained a pound just from smelling the calories from there.
Can I give one plug very fast?
Yeah, we're going to be back too.
Okay. There's a lovely gentleman. He owns Michael. His name is Entoto. He's over here on Glen Cove Road. He gives me brand new gowns and shoes.
Entoto.
Entoto. So, Michael, thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you, Michael. That's very generous, and we're really happy to promote that. So thank you for sharing. We're going to be back in a few seconds. You've been listening to Project Independence and you, WCWP.org.